Work on the
Discovery Group registration card. Discovery Group registration. We'll probably have a little time for Bible study after a while. Don't worry about those check here, regional, district, church leader, other. That's, you don't have to worry about that tonight. Just name and address, and after we have our study, we're going to ask if you'd like to lead a Bible study. Let's stop for now and get into the lesson. You can do that in a moment. Let's stop for now. Please stand up and pray with me. Join me in prayer, and then we're going to get into the lesson. You need to stretch a little bit. Let me introduce this book while you're on your feet. This 30 discipleship exercise, how many of you have used this before in any training? Any of you have? We've been using it for about 10 years in a little different form. We've reshaped it for following up this crusade. There's 30 weeks of lessons in it, and we've taken 7 that we feel good for the basics in the Christian life, and we've brought them up front called New Beginnings. And the course that we would like to introduce is a 7-week course for a new Christian, beginning with salvation and assurance and so on. This book here can be nicely used for one's individual devotion. I believe you'll see that very readily after we do a lesson. It could be used very easily and beautifully with one-on-one, where you want to meet with someone over a period of weeks. Or it can be used for group discussion, which we're going to show you how to do in a few moments. The idea is when the crusade is over, we will be sending referrals out night by night by night from the crusade office. You folks that are counseling are going to fill in the card here, hand it in that very night, the follow-up team, and some of you may want to hand in your application tonight to help with it and get an invitation to one meeting. And if you like what you hear, sign up. Cards will be collected, processed, sent in the mail to the pastor. We're encouraging ahead of time, long before the crusade, that every church organizes their follow-up. What are you going to do in follow-up? And certainly you ought to have people assigned to go out visiting these people right away, being a shepherd to bring them to church and to Bible studies. And then encourage them to get into the lessons, whether it's a pastor's class or whatever you do in follow-up. If you don't have a better plan, we're going to suggest you use this one, at least. And you'll find out at the end of the class, you go back to your church, meet with your leaders, decide who's going to teach, what ages perhaps. You can team teach. The Bible study could be held in the church or in homes. You'll have to decide that. My suggestion is that every inquirer that you find, the name that comes to you, you have a dinner for them some night. All of them. Maybe including the counselors. And have a beautiful sit-down meal where you have a tablecloth and knives and forks and potatoes and beef of some kind and a dessert and coffee and a good time of fellowship, and let them know that you're really interested in them. They can bring their friends if they like. And that's the night you announce your plans and sign people up right away for the Bible study. You can introduce your leaders at that time and get off to a good start. So this is the book. And let's pray. Father, we do thank you tonight for the privilege of being here. We know the devil hates what we're doing, and he has every week. And sometimes he tries to bother us a little bit, but Father, we refuse to let him take hold here. We know he's the greatest bungler that ever lived, and you know, Lord, you know how to turn things around for good that he tried to destroy. And we pray that this will be the best lesson we've had all week, because you're here. Now, Lord, help us, we pray, to really get a hold of this tool and enjoy it and get a vision of using it in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, sit down, please. Take the book out. I will tell you this, and I hope you'll listen. It's one book per person. One per person. Now, after the meetings are over, we will make available to you anything we have used in the course at our cost to the Crusade office. Every church, as far as I know, has received an order form Brother Hazlitt, do you remember ever getting one from the office? Do you have an order form? Well, maybe, I've been told that maybe some time ago the churches were, do you get the regular mailings? Well, somehow, maybe I'm wrong, but I've been told the churches have been mailed an order form that they will use with price lists and everything. Maybe we'll have to tell them again. Some people don't have it. Send you another one. But the church orders all the materials at our cost. I don't know what this costs, but in the bookstore you probably pay $2 or $3 for it. We'll sell it to you for maybe 30 to 50 cents, whatever we pay for it. I'm not sure what it is. I've done materials for years. I don't get one single penny for anything I've ever written. Not a single penny have I ever gotten from it. Not a penny. We're not interested in making money. We're interested in really helping people get into the book. So the price of the book tonight is all I'm asking you is to hand in an attendance slip. That's all. That's the price of the book. You understand? Nod your head, do you? So if you're not going to hand in an attendance slip, then I don't want you to hand the book back, but but I want you to hand one in. And we will take up the forms, these forms later, and more applications after the class is over. Now, turn to page 6 very quickly because we're losing time here. Page 6, you can read 3, 4, 4 and 5. I've already ad-libbed about it, 4 and 5, but turn to page 6. I'm going to simulate a meeting tonight. You know, I think simulate means what? Sort of give the impression I'm teaching a Bible study. And I've got 10 people in it, and you're one of 10. Now, I don't care if you see the 10 that I'm talking about or not, but you can respond as one of 10, even though there may be 900 here, okay? Because I'm going to really get you moving here in a moment ago. So, now, I've got a group of new Christians. Many have never been in a Bible study before. It says open, what does it say at the top? Open with what? Now, don't put some great big high sign, oh, omnipotent God, the Alpha and Omega, we just beseech you. Forget about that. Just a simple prayer. I'm leading you now. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray as we have this Bible study tonight that you speak to our hearts. Give us a greater understanding of the Bible so we can make more application to our life and we might become more obedient Christians, growing more in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Simple prayer. Secondly, review the plans. Although your study book contains several studies, suggest a termination date of 7 weeks. Put 7 weeks. 7 weeks. You follow me? Got it? How many don't know where we are? We're reading this paragraph, reviewing plans. Did you read it with me? Read it with me now. Although your study book contains several studies, suggest a termination date of 7 weeks, period. You got it now? All of you? 7 weeks. How many weeks? Hopefully, once they get them, people get involved, they want to go beyond the termination date. The study should take about how long? All right. We're going to do it in an hour because we've got to be through in an hour, haven't we? Okay. Get acquainted. Start with a leader and have each group member give his name, hobby, and prayer request. Now, when you have your group together, 8, 10, or 12 people, do that. We're not going to take time for the hobby tonight because we're going to abbreviate it. Some of you may tell us about your painting or your gardening. You could take a half hour telling us about it. We don't want that tonight. So we give the name, prayer request, make the prayer request a personal concern about what you'd like others to pray during the week. Did that go off? Sound still on? Are we still on? What happened? What happened? Are we still on? What happened to our sound? The gremlin. Huh? The gremlins are here. You got another one of these? All right, they'll get it fixed. Can you hear me all right in the balcony? Okay. In the meantime, okay. Thank you. I'm going to shut this off then. What's the matter? All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. A prayer request that you would like someone to pray about, but make it practical, and I would think if you're smart, make it some burden you're carrying. Don't say, God, make me, I want you to pray I'll be more spiritual. Tell them, for example, if you're a man, pray that I'll be a greater example to my son and daughter. Something. Pray that I'll be a more helpful husband around the home. Things that are practical. You don't need to pray that, do you? All right, now pick it up. We're going to do it during the week. Now, note as each person responds, names and prayer requests should be recorded on the group covenant page 8. Turn to page 8. Here you have the name, place for the names and the covenant. Now, here's what we're going to do. Starting on the far side of that aisle and the far side of this aisle and the far side of this aisle and this aisle, same in the balcony, far side of the aisle, you are number one. And we're going to count beginning with the far side of each aisle. One, and the next is two and a three. And then it's a one and a two and a three and a one and a two and a three. You understand? We don't end up with more than four. If you end up by yourself over here, then join the three to your right, okay? Now, so all of you are ones over here. And you understand that? So let's see how well you understand it. Start counting with the far side. One, two, three, and pass it right across the row. Go ahead. One, two. How many don't know what you are? Do we have any fours? If you have a few fours, now, here's what we're going to do. And you can't take long because we've got to move on here tonight. I want the three of you or the two of you, maybe two or maybe four, to kind of get together. And the number ones, say, my name is, twos and threes, write it down. And give your prayer request. And then two, you turn either way. My name is. Here's my prayer request. So one and three will write it down. Understand? Go to it, but don't take long. And when you finish, stand up. You can get your names afterward here. While you're on your feet, I want you to read the covenant together with me out loud. Top of page 8. Out loud. In dependence upon God, I covenant with members of this group to follow the disciplines listed below. To give priority to attending the group meetings unless unavoidably hindered. To faithfully complete the weekly home study assignments, memory verses, and verse study. To participate freely in the group discussion. What you have to share is important. Even if you are a beginner, resist the temptation to dominate the discussion. Do not try to be an authority. To find creative ways to share my faith in Christ with others, to pray daily by name for each member of my group during the weeks the group is meeting. That list that Faith provided is for the birds. So now, sit down and sign that like you do in your meeting. What's the date today? The what? Sign it your name on the 21st. Okay, just like you would if you were starting your meeting tonight. You'd have maybe three times as many people as you have in your group, but this is what you do. You get a commitment from them, a covenant to come and study the Bible together. Now, turn over to page 12. Page 12. On the top of the page, I want you to write five words, if you will. Five words. Right above salvation, where you got a line across, put down the word simple. Simple. Dash, basic, dash, for new Christians. It's a simple study. It's basic. It's for new Christians. Keep that in mind now. You've got 8 to 10, 12 fairly new Christians. Now, if you want, when you organize your group, you can invite, as you'll notice if you read page 4, you can invite others of their friends, if you like, into the meeting, because this could be a wonderful study to bring people to save you, find out very quickly. Or you can invite other church members who would like to get in. A good group might be made up of five referrals from the crusade and two or three other church members and maybe two or three friends of some of the ones who made commitments. So it could be a homogeneous group. It could be both sexes, or it could be all women or all men. You'll have to decide what to do in your own church. Now, read the paragraph at the top, salvation. This is the Webster Dictionary definition. Read it with me. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. Review and meditate on these truths until you can say with confidence, I know I'm saved. I have been born into God's family as his child. I now have eternal life. That's our goal, to really get them into the book, to get a good look at the book, and let the Word of God be the seed and the sword and bless us as we meet week by week. Now, you see the word that says at the top, it says circle keywords or phrases in the following scriptures, which I'm going to read to you in a moment, verse by verse. And as I read, I am going to have you circle keywords, or I'm going to have you underline phrases or circle phrases. Right above the word circle, which is the first word after one there, put Y. Write Y right above circle. And I want you to get involved right away. Why? What's the idea of circling keywords or phrases? Let me see a few hands quickly. Tell me. Why? Yes, sir. Did you want to raise your hand? Or are you just shifting? Why? Yes. Emphasis. Now, if you're smart, friends, start writing things down. Because when you teach, if your class doesn't have any ideas at all, you say, now, well, one reason that we're going to do this is for emphasis. Is that right? Now, you may not have thought of that, but someone just told you that, right? Write everything down you can. Then you will be gathering from others as you want the class to gather, and we grow. It's like a snowball. You roll it, and it takes on more. My wife is an artist. She put a little sky, maybe a little land or sea, water. Then she put a little dab, 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 then beautiful picture. Words paint pictures, right? And we want to now look at words, meaningful words. So why circle or underline phrases? Let's see some more hands. Some of you scholars here. Come on. Yes, sir. Emphasis. Anyone else like to say emphasis over here? Over here. All right. Bring out the main topic. Yes. Understanding. Yes. Help you to memorize easier. The balcony, you're not out of this. And he's one up there like to make a contribution? Yes. Shh. Say it again. To help remember keys? Keys, all right? Anyone else? Why circle? Yes, sir. You know what you have at a glance? If you looked at my Bible is marked from cover to cover. Sometimes I take an Indian ink pen and I write right over the letters. They stand out bold. Focus is a good word. Focus. Write it down. Focus. We are mining truths. The Bible is full of nuggets. We're mining. We're looking for the nuggets of truth. Is that right? Otherwise, you could read it and read it and read it and read it and never really get into what that's saying. Understand? No. Anyone like to say emphasis again? Okay. All right. Here we go. I will read. You will circle and underline. And we're looking at the first four verses. And they are dealing with salvation. Now, anything in this first verse that deals with any way with salvation, circle a word or phrase. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For it is he who will save his people from their sins. Let me read it again now. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now, let me read the second verse. These are deal with salvation. Anything that has anything to do with salvation, deliverance from sin and its consequence. But God proves his love for us by the fact that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Once more. But God proves his love for us by the fact that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. Once more, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. Then one more on salvation. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, I'm asking the question, what do we learn about salvation from the very first verse only, not the other two, three, from the first verse, what do we learn about salvation? Let's see some hands, quickly. Yes, ma'am. Jesus saved. Now, you give me too many answers there. I want everyone to have a little chance, okay? One thing we learn about salvation. She said, Jesus saved. Let's forget the rest of it. Okay. What do you say? It's in the name of Jesus. You got that underlined, have you? All right. Some says Jesus saves. It's in the name of Jesus. Anything else in this that we need to... Yes, sir. First verse. Now, we're looking at verse number one. Someone hit him again. Okay. They must be your same... That's your Sunday school group there. Okay. Is there anything else in this verse that we're interested in that deals with salvation? Yes. His people, all right? Do we qualify as his people? Back here. From what? That's very important, isn't it? Saved from our sins. You know the word Jesus in the Hebrew... What does it mean, sir? What does that mean in English? Salvation. Circle Jesus and put out there Jesus. Jesus means Savior. Jesus means Savior. Right? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Savior. And so, we'll have a little time discussing the first verse. You can do these one at a time if you like. Maybe that will keep people from getting too farther into the other verses, but... Maybe that's the best way to do it. But now we're going to look at the second verse. What do we learn in here that has to do with salvation? We already read it twice. What did you circle? Key word or phrase? Let's see some hands. Yes, sir. Christ died for us. Circle that. Let's see some hands. Yes, ma'am. He proves his love. That's great. You had that too, did you? Yes, ma'am. While still sinners, you know, a lot of people think you got to get better, don't they? They're trying to work their way to being better. Yes, sir, over here, I see. Yes, ma'am. You? Pardon? A fact. Did you circle fact? Not something we're guessing about. It is a fact. Is there anything else now that we missed in this verse about deals with salvation? Anything else? Yes, sir, way over. For us, that's you and me, isn't it? I like that, don't you? Now, come on in the balcony. Let's get going up here. Let's have a few get into this one. I can't hear you very well up there with that glass partition. What do we learn in the third verse, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, about salvation? Let's see a couple of hands up here in the balcony. Way up in the last row. Grace, he said. Now, if you want to talk about that for a while with your class, many new Christians, you can tell them what grace means. And you have a pretty good idea, don't you? All right. We're not going to go into that now. But is there anything else? In the balcony. What do... Yes, ma'am. What? You're saved by grace. Oh, by grace we're saved. Okay. You'd make a good preacher. Okay. Boy, she's got the emphasis, too, I tell you. And that's good. You know, when you read these things, when you're with your people, punch the words a little bit in the phrases. Don't just stand up and say, "My God, you saved me." Blah, 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 blah. I like emphasis, don't you? Get a little excited about it. Now, I want the balcony. The balcony. Oh, no, you talked already. All right, you, sir, stand up. It's a gift. Okay, you can talk about gifts. How do you get a gift? You have to freely receive it. What else from the balcony? Stand up, someone. And what is it up here? Come on. All right, stand up. No one should boast. No one should boast. Come in here. All right.
Not by works.
Not by works. That's good to talk about, too. Come on.
Through faith.
That's good. And that's where you need to level off for a moment. When you talk about faith, let's talk about in whom do we place our faith. Talk about that for a moment. Where do we place that faith? Who is it we're trusting? Jesus. Now, many people will say God. I've asked that question many times using this verse. Now, what do you think this means? Faith. Who are we talking about? God. Now, 9 times out of 10. Who died for you on the cross? Jesus. Who bore your sins on the cross? Who went to the cross? Who came forth from the tomb? Jesus. Keep planting the word Jesus as the Savior. A lot of good words and phrases in that verse to talk about. Studying together, people in the department that got involved in the crusade, had a lady by the name of Mary. She was not from an evangelical faith. Made a commitment. And she said, I don't know how to pray. And I said, Mary, can you say thank you, Lord? She nodded. I said, say it. She said, thank you, Lord. I said, now, can you think of one thing that you might thank the Lord for? Like the Bible or Jesus for dying for you. Or maybe Christian friends or your church or your pastor. So I said, say one thing now. What do you thank the Lord? What are you thankful? She said, well, I thank the Lord for Jesus. I said, that's a kind of a praise prayer. Now, that's easy to do. So we suggest for the first week, the first 7 weeks, let's do this with the new Christians. Just say, thank you, Lord, and insert one thing. Now, some of you will not be able to do that tonight. You're so used to praying long prayers. And what we're going to do is get in our circles. We're going to start with thank you, Lord, number one, number two, number three, and say one thing. And when you finish, we're going to stand up. And if some of you have to pray and pray and pray, we're just going to let you pray, okay? All right, back in the circles. Thank you, Lord, each of you, and then say one thing and stand up when you're finished. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Turn to page 7, please. After you have had the prayer, you sit down. We're going to be through in about 3 or 4 minutes. The attendance card tonight is that registration form. I guess you all knew that, didn't you? The registration, that's your attendance, this one right here. Someone thought they didn't have an attendance slip. This is it tonight, the registration form. All right, page 7. Now, after you finish your meeting, you're going to tell your group, well, we're going to meet next week. And number one, it says, have the group read the entire chapter from which each verse in the lesson is taken to make additional notes in the margin alongside the verse. Put very optional after that. I don't think you'll find anyone to do that. Well, we ought to take it out of there, but once in a while you'll find an eager beaver that might want to read the whole chapter from which the verse is taken. You understand? It's very optional. Second, have each group member write out a what? Question you'd like to ask, a question that cannot be answered by yes or no, then that could be interesting. I wish we had time tonight to let some of you ask a question because that sometimes gets into a good discussion. Have them write out a question. Then three, assign the verse for memory. And we know that this week was John 3:16. Next week it's Philippians 1:6. We'll look at that in a moment when we turn over to it. As the leader, ask the questions in the box and have 2 or 3 more ready if necessary. Example, how would you explain Philippians 1:6 to another person? Then note, if you have a mature group, you might assign 2 lessons at a time. Forget about it. Scratch that. It's 1 lesson at a time for the 7 weeks. Then the format for the continuing lessons, 2 and following are, read them with me. Number one, prayer, share 8 minutes. Review memory verse, 2 minutes. Discuss the lesson, 40 minutes. Prayer circle, 7 minutes. Home assignment, 3 minutes. Now turn over to page 14. And actually, when you're giving the assignment, it might be good to turn to it before too long, so they'll have a good look at what you're talking about. Here's a lesson on assurance. Leaders, always do your own lesson. Have your group do as much as they can before the class arrives, before the night of the class. What we want to do, look down in the box in the shaded area. What, first of all, number one, at the top of the page says, circle keywords or phrases in the following scriptures. Have them do that ahead of time. Then, number two, what do we learn about assurance in the answer brief in the following? What do we learn about assurance from Ephesians 1:7, 1 Peter 1:5, Romans? And so have them write on a separate sheet of paper or put some notes in the margin, because you're going to ask the question, what do we learn about assurance from Ephesians 1:7, 1 Peter 1:5, Romans 8:30? These are beautiful verses on God's Word. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And John 10, we're in God's hand and nothing can take us out of His hand. So you have circle key words or phrases, answer questions ahead of time if they will, either in the margin of the Bible or write on a separate piece of paper where they learn about assurance from each of these verses. Now, the verse for memory is what? Let's say it together. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ. We decided that where the verse study was always going to be the verse with the asterisk. So put on the top of page 15 for each of your group members, verse reference, Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. List two key words and define them. I'll decide. I'm the teacher. Put down the word confident. I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it. So circle, put perfect down. What is it? What does confident mean? What does perfect mean? Get the good dictionary definition or whatever help you can get. So when you come back the next week and say, what, how do you define confident or perfect? What we're doing is we're looking at truth five different ways. Then get them to paraphrase Philippians 1:6 before the class if they will, and then make an application from Philippians 1:6 if they will ahead of time. Now, if they don't do anything on the lesson, you can still have a lesson, can't you? Just like we did tonight, right? You didn't do this before you came, did you? Did we have a lesson? It's all in here, right? All you need to do is follow instructions, and you'll have a good lesson. Then you close with prayer. Do your assignment for the next week and close with prayer. Now, page 74, I'll show you where there's some additional information that you can peruse if you like. Page 74, read the law of teaching at the top of the page with me. Telling isn't teaching. Listening isn't learning. You learn to do by doing. Now turn over to page 80 for the law of progression. The law of progression on page 80. Read that with me. Tell why, show how, get started, keep going, help reproduce. You know, too often we stop with telling people why. Why? Oh, so you ought to memorize scripture. You ought to tithe. You ought to have a daily devotional time. You ought to be a witness. But we don't go any farther than that. And so, telling isn't teaching. Listening isn't learning. You learn to do by doing. You can hear, you ought to tithe for 50 years and not be a tither. Is that right? You could hear over and over again, you ought to memorize and not memorize. So, go by this. Tell them why. You know why we did this tonight? We're training people to lead Bible studies. Show them how. We got started on a lesson tonight, didn't we? Then, we get started, then keep them going by week after week after week of meeting. Now, I wish we could meet next week and the next week. I've been doing this for 45 years with people. It's great to get back together, have another lesson. And you get the blessing of this yourself as you see people coming and sharing truths. So you keep them going by repeated meetings. Then help them reproduce. Our desire is for you to take this lesson and teach someone else. And friend, you know, my suggestion to you is, use this book one lesson at a time for your devotions for a while. Maybe you can use it for one-on-one with someone, understand? Do you think it would work? Don't you imagine you could assign someone a page. You can mimeograph these if you want. A copy on a copy machine if you want one right away. Make copies of it and meet one-on-one or with a small group. Okay? Now back to page 74 for just a moment. And then we'll have prayer and close and then other further applications if you like. You have the format on bottom page 74. Three goals: discovery, understanding, application. And you notice in the box on the bottom, it's not an oration, it's not an expert up here, not a debater. Turn the page. The Bible's the central focus. 76, the Bible's central focus. The Holy Spirit's the teacher, the group leader leads. Each one learns from the book. Group discussion is stimulated by the leader, who asks questions and talks less than what? 20% of the time, each group member applies the scriptural insights and shares. Then you have information about forming the group. 2, arranging the study on over, please, time, materials, and please, don't suggest you can go to Minneapolis for your materials. Don't do that. They'll charge you 3 or 4 times what we'll charge you here. They've got to have money there, you know, for post. We'll give it to you at our cost. Manage your time. Now, the rest of the information here is simply helping maybe to give you a few more ideas about leading a group. But you don't need to know one additional thing than you knew tonight to have a study. Do you agree with that? It's all there, right? Sometimes you can get confused by a lot of this stuff. I wasn't behind getting this. I wrote the book a long time ago, and someone suggested, well, we need to give them a few props. I think sometimes you get all mixed up with it, okay? Now, we'll finish with this. Page 81. J, next step. Bottom of page J, decide. Going to train others, pre-crusade mission within your local church to be effective leaders? 2, lead post-crusade mission of interested inquirers and new Christians after the crusade. Consult your pastor, explain the potential, work out the plans. Then on the next page, tips for leaders, which you can read some other time. All right, now we need to get your registration on the bottom of it, please. After the crusade, I would like to lead a discovery group. We'd like to check it. In my neighborhood, fine. We need some neighborhood discovery group leaders. Some churches in the Northwest are not participating in the crusade. Now, they're Bible churches, they're believing churches, but they're just not participating. Some of their people are going to go. They're going to get saved. They're going to go forward for one reason or another. We'll know who they are, but their church, as far as we know, is not providing a Bible study for them. We'll have their names. So we're going to have hundreds of you, if you're willing to. We'll give you 10 to 20 names of these people out there where there's no Bible study that we know of. You call them and tell them you've got the material, you're ready to teach a group if they're interested, and you can start a group out in your neighborhood. Then right after neighborhood, I want you to put a dash and put at work. Would you like to lead a Bible study at work? We are going to have Bible studies in the workplace. Now, some of you are like this, and I don't think you're marking. Are you looking at this thing? Are you? Get your hands down. That's it. Don't sit like that. Get active. Get in it. Okay. How can you check things with your arms folded? Okay. At work. Then sign it. And the date. What's the date again? Okay. All right. Now, we want this before you go out. We would like to have the bottom of this long term, if you'd like to give it to us. We'd also like to have follow-up team, the blue form, if you brought one. You got it in the fourth week, if you came to the fourth week. You don't have to have. We just want some people who will help us. We'll probably have enough. But if you'd like to help, hand it in. Now, with the ones taking applications, please go back to your desk. The rest of you, would you please hand your everything that you want to hand in tonight into the inside aisle. Hand them into the inside aisle, please. We lost about 20 minutes at the beginning, so we had to go over just a little bit here. Application people, come up to the front. Is Steve Schultz here tonight? Where's Steve Schultz? Give me a little shout. Where are you? Where? I've got something for you. All right, hand them all in, please, across the aisle. Anything you want to hand in tonight. We want mainly, of course, the registration form. Hand them in. Upstairs, we'll have a prayer, and then we'll go our way. I appreciate you coming tonight. Did you enjoy the lesson tonight? Did you? Okay. It's simple, but it's basic. And I like to teach like that. I have been in John 23rd Seminary and taught this up in Boston. I've been in Las Vegas and taught crap shooters and card dealers who got converted in Bible studies like this. We had a great time in Las Vegas. People want to be involved if we'll just provide the environment. You take the time to do that. Okay, let's have a prayer. Get your cards across the aisle, anything you want to hand in at this time. And don't knock down the ushers on the way out here now, please. Please let those who have applications make their way down. So give them a moment, please, to get in the aisle before you rush out. It's not going to take you long to get out of here. That first night was the worst night, wasn't it? That's right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you tonight for the simple truth of the Bible, how it touches our life, how it can change our life, how it can equip us, motivate us. And Father, what a blessing to get it into our hearts and lives. And I pray for everyone here tonight that we'll go from here with a challenge to become reproducers, to pass it on to someone else, and invest our life in the lives of others. And now go with us as we leave here. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you all at